From the Grave, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Well, good morning.
Welcome to the studio, as you were welcome. And I welcome you today, as I welcome you every Thursday for the Sigmans. Welcome.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
And I've brought some records today down from the shop.
Yes!
You're surprised.
That's the whole point
you?
Of the segment.
Oh,
yeah!
All right, up first, I was super, super excited about
Glamming me with your vinyl, Troy.
All right, here we go. I think there's going to be something that appeals about this to you as well.
Okay.
Now, remember a few weeks ago we had We Out Here, which was a compilation of like new London jazz stuff.
Yes. It was pretty fancy.
Right. Okay. So the guy that was the common thread through just about all of those things.
Was that the three piece, the piano one?
No, it was the same day as that one.
Same day as
one,
yeah.
It was Shabaka Hutchings. Remember?
Yes,
Shabaka. Shabaka's band, the Sons of Kemet, have been signed to Impulse Records. Impulse has been reactivated. And the first thing they didn't just sign Sons of Kemet, they signed Shabaka's other two bands as well. Shabaka and the Ancestors and The Comet Is Coming. But
I have heard about The Comet Is Coming. Have we played that before? Have you brought that in before?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So, anyway, the Sons of Kemet, your queen is...
I saw that.
Your queen is...
I was attracted by this unique album cover. Your queen is a reptile.
There you go.
Your queen is a reptile. I don't know if that's an insult or a praise or just simple acknowledgement.
Well, I think by flipping the record over and looking at
it's a bit heavy.
There's two in there. Look at the names of the tunes and it will tell you more.
Right on. My queen is Ada Eastman. My queen is Mummy Phipps Clark. My queen is Harriet Tubman. My queen is Anna Julia Cooper. My queen is Angela Davis. My queen is Nanny of the Maroons.
Yeah.
My queen is Yah Asantewa. My queen is Albertina Sisulu. And finally, my queen is Doreen Lawrence.
So what we have there is...
strong women.
Yeah, strong women all of African ancestry. So, Shabaka.
I see now what the Sons of Kemet have to tell us.
Now, this is a truly tremendously political record, which is mostly, in fact, 80% instrumental. Now, let me tell you about the instrumentation on this. We have two drummers in any one song. So, but there's
not like the Melvins two drummers.
No, not like that.
No.
So we have Tom Skinner is the drummer on all the songs, but he is joined by Moses Boyd on a lot of them, by Seb Roachford on a lot of them. So we've always got the two drummers. Now, for the bass line, we have Teyon Cross on tuba.
Tuba.
That's the bass line.
Okay, now let's show it. Yeah.
And Shabaka, of course,
I'm happy with that.
Is on tenor saxophone. Also, on the tracks that have vocals in them, we have Congo Natty's on one of them. Remember, the former Apache Indian, Congo Natty. But also John Eden, that's IDEHEN, John Eden, who's a writer, and you may have heard his voice on a Comet Is Coming record, or may have heard him with LV on the Hyperdub label. Anyways.
I've not.
Is your queen Harriet Tubman? Shabaka's is. Shall we hear it?
Yes.
Okay, start her up.
Well, we're off. Straight away. Straight into it.
Two drummers.
Tuba for the bass.
Wait for the tuba.
Can't wait. Come on, tuba.
Come on.
And... yes. I love that. That's one of those big saxophones in there too, doing that, isn't he? The other thing, on top of the tuba.
Sounds like a baritone. It is, in fact, a tenor, though, so he's just doing the lower register. What do you think?
Love it. That's great. That's some sound. Yeah. Try and stop that, eh?
You can't.
It's a juggernaut. So, I mean, we're looking at this is My Queen is Harriet Tubman from the album. Is this I mean, feel-wise, is this sort of... Does it go all over the show on the album, or is it this is sort of a...
It's always,
variations on a theme? Or?
Well, it's always this triumphant sounding.
I love that. Yeah, it's cool.
But there is... We've got a bonus track in there as well.
A what?
A bonus track.
What?
Can you see the bonus track?
I can see that, yeah. Should we play that at the end?
We will play that at the end, and that'll give you a... That's sort of at the other end of the LP.
Oh, nice, of course.
And the other kind of end of the triumphant spectrum that we have available to us.
So that's Sons of Kemet, My Queen is Harriet Tubman, from the album...
Your Queen is a Reptile.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Did they mean that Queen Elizabeth, her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth, is a, as I've said so many times on the radio, a shape-shifting lizard?
Well,
is that what they think? That's what they mean.
I think
they're just having a bit of a dig at our royal family. How dare
I think the dig is...
A reptilian shape-shifter, man. I talked to Helen Clark about that once.
Did she like that?
I'll find that for you. I'll play it for you.
It's basically anybody who becomes a queen via a bloodline or hereditary or anything so spurious is a usurper and a tyrant.
Yeah.
Sons of Kemet, this is tremendous. And
it is tremendous. That's great.
So anyone who wants that, we got it on the shelves
now. Anybody want to roll up.
Now, staying in the on the streets of London,
I'm with you there.
Yep. 16 years ago, this record came out.
16 years ago?
16 years ago now. Original pirate material.
This was, I remember when this came out up here at 95 BFM.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
I believe it was a turning point for music. Well, no, not a turning point, but a... it's a beauty, eh? It's a beauty.
I think the greatest thing about it is that even though it was kind of geographically specific, it was universally relatable.
What was the first track that was it this one that we were about to play?
No,
that was the first track that we started playing up here.
Has It Come to This? I think was the first one we started playing. Or Don't Mug Yourself. I know we started playing up here. In fact, there's many off this record that we decreed as singles after the other singles had run out.
Before they even got round to decreeing the singles themselves.
That's true.
So The Streets, original pirate material, great cover, I reckon too. It was a defining cover.
Yep.
Of a disgusting, horrible...
Tower block
in England somewhere on some dreary old evening.
Yeah.
and it turns out that The Streets and a whole bunch, it's just one guy.
This album in particular, he recorded and mixed it all in Logic by himself, and he built a vocal booth in an old wardrobe that he...
become quite the fashion, actually, that.
But with the vocal booth of the wardrobe,
Or the shower or toilet. Yeah.
he put out an autobiography, a Streets autobiography, which I bought and read and was actually really funny. And one of my favourite bits in it was when he... got an internship at Black Uhuru's studio in Birmingham, and there was a very, very attractive young lady working there, he says, and he kind of wanted to impress her on the first day and kind of gave the impression that he was a big-time drug dealer.
Oh, goodness.
He wasn't. He was a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And he was called in by Black Uhuru themselves, who ousted him from their studio.
You silly prick.
Yeah.
So still meant he could focus on other things, you know?
Remember the album came after this one, A Grand Don't Come for Free?
Yeah.
It's also been re-released on double vinyl.
Oh, has it? Yeah, which is more of a concept album, isn't it?
Yeah, that's He Wants to Return a Video.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the album.
All right, well, so let's play something off this the debut album from The Streets.
Yeah, we're going to play Let's Push Things Forward or... Oh, we are. Yeah.
Down, it's the upbeat, make it complete. So what's the story? Guaranteed accuracy, enhanced CD. Latest technology, darts at treble 20. Huge non-recoupable advance, majors be vigilant. I excel in both content and deliverance. So let's put on our classics and we'll have a little dance, shall we? No sales pitch, no media hype. No hydro, it's nice and ripe. I speak in communications in bold type. This ain't your archetypal street sound. Scan for ultrasounds north, south, east, west and all round. And then to the underground.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go.
I really like the rawness of this one, eh? Of this album.
There's no excuses, my friend.
What a super cool thing about this particular song is it's simultaneously a commentary on music, on the music of the moment, as well as transcending everything that it's being talked about.
Yeah. And sort of turning around and putting the microscope on a lot of scenes as well at the time. You know?
Yeah. Significance. That ain't a bag, it's a shipment. This ain't a track, it's a movement. I've got the settlement. My frequencies are transient and resonate.
I remember interviewing Mike Skinner once, and I was telling Troy this story, listeners, and I asked him how he writes albums, and he writes albums by, this is what he told me anyway, that he comes up with the big hit single first, and then the song that he wants to follow up the hit single, and then the song that he wants to follow up the one that follows up the hit single, and then builds the album around that. And I thought, that's very clever. If that's really what you do, that's pretty clever.
I'd say that's probably what he does, except for the Taking Back a Video album.
Yeah.
He just threw in Taking Back a Video.
So yeah, this has also got that classic track, Weak Become Heroes. Great song, that one, yeah. This is, I think, this being available. I can't believe this hasn't been available on vinyl. I suppose people get, you know.
It hasn't been available for a long time, this one. Grand Don't Come For Free was briefly repressed by Be With Records, but now it's back Warner's Germany doing both of them. So it's cool that they're both available again.
Around here we say birds, not bitches, as London Bridge burns down, Brixton's burning up. Turns out you're in luck, so I know this dodgy fuck in the duck.
Lovely. So let's say that's the Streets' original pirate material.
Yep, back on the shelves at Southbound Records.
Heavy vinyl.
Heavy. Yeah. It's two pieces of vinyl in there as well. Now, the third one we're going to do today is also a double vinyl release. Now, this is on the Nighttime Stories label, which, as we know, is part of the Late Night Tales empire.
Da-da-da-da-da.
And what we have here is a trio of really unassuming young fellows called Garden City Movement. Now, Garden City Movement have put out, I think they've done a couple of EPs before, which have passed me by. Apollonia is the name of their debut album, and this is the first one that I've ever heard from them.
Garden City Movement, now it's not about Christchurch.
No, it's from somewhere else, another Garden City.
Another
one.
So this is all new stuff, isn't it?
All brand new. So what it is it appears to me, if it's not a song cycle, it appears to me that it's all based on a or some relationship. So it's that kind
Let me run through these song titles. Yeah. Again, Passion is a Dying Theme. Before I Fall, Unio Park. A Means to an End, Slightly All the Time. I'll tell you what, to do a song called You Know Park, which is spelled U-E-N-O Park, it must be quite significant.
I think it must
be. It's an annoying title. And I knew before I met her, bracket, that one day I'd lose her, in bracket. Rennie, which might be her. Yeah. Foreign Affair, ooh, might have been the reason that you broke up. For Tomorrow, What If You Can't Win? Now, Bitter Moon. Calm down, mate, calm down. Pretty Fish in the Sea, to quote Mark Skinner. Zaire, Mediterranean, Apollonia, Sons Tetra, and then Santel 33. I mean, what tales are told in this heavy double vinyl as well?
Yeah. Now, it's a
Virgin vinyl, it says here.
Virgin, does it?
Yeah. So what does that mean? What does that mean about all the other vinyl?
It's, oh, no.
Grubby vinyl.
Don't be saying that.
Dirty, experienced vinyl.
Mature vinyl.
Mature. Curious vinyl. Shh, two old men. All right, anyway, okay, so let's play this.
All right.
Slightly All the Time.
Slightly All the Time. Now, I would never have thought.
I'm actually Slightly All the Time.
Are you?
Yeah, slightly. Oh, I see this cover.
You see it now?
Yeah, it's a very clever nostril and eye, isn't it? that's a nice word, nostril, isn't it?
Nostril. Here we go.
I've been lied to.
That's two. What's going on here, Troy? Who are these people?
These are three young men called Garden City Movement. I suspect that if anyone in this day and age gave a damn about genres and categories, they would probably go, oh, if we have to describe ourselves, I'd say we're a electronic R&B neo soul outfit.
Calm down.
I just made that up. I don't
called
know what
Garden City
saying.
Movement.
Garden City. But yeah, it's this kind of is the vibe of the whole record. It does get happier sounding near the end, so
that's quite good.
I dig this.
I can imagine this being played in slightly annoyingly high-end fashion shops. Just sort of in the background, sort of. Can I help you? I don't know. Sort of.
Stop following me around, please.
Can you make everything a bit cheaper? Sometimes we have, who's the guy from that went off from... Pretend to Cookie Mountain, who did?
Tunde Adebimpe.
Yeah, no, the Maximum Balloon, whatever, what's that?
Dave Porter.
Yeah.
Right, okay. No, it's not Dave Porter, what's his name? What the hell is his name? Dave Seatick, is it?
Yeah.
Dave Porter, I think, is in Animal Collective or something.
Now everything's confusing. Garden City Movement's what we're listening to at the moment, slightly all the time. This is quite, that's a full sound. What have they got there? A mandolin.
I'd say it's all pretend, but yeah, it's a mandolin.
It's a keyboard that plays
thing.
This thing. Yeah.
Do you think it's kind of the sound of if there was a TV movie made, and in the TV movie someone went to see an Immortal Orchestra?
Yep.
That's the representation.
And then there was a montage of them hanging out.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a cool record. On Nighttime Stories label, double vinyl, first release from Garden City Movement, Apollonia.
Magnificent. You mentioned before that there was a bonus.
Let's hit this bonus track
let
now.
Let me play this bonus noise. That's a great noise for bonuses. This is from the Sons of Kemet album again.
It is. This one, who is the queen this time?
Doreen Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who is Doreen Lawrence?
People will have to Google and find out.
Good answer.
Okay, so I wanted to play this one. You can hear, again, triumphant.
Yeah. But it's game on, straight from the get-go.
Yep.
Where's that tuba?
Tuba.
What is it? A box. Someone hit the box. Boom, boom, boom. Box. Lead box.
There it is. Box.
Ooh. Is that a tuba through a distortion pedal
or
something?
That's a tuba.
Come on, Big Hungry. That's what you should be doing. Get your pedals into some brass. That's awesome, wow.
Okay, now all of this.
I've got a question for you. How could such a rich and satisfying bass frequency be so often ignored? Why wasn't everyone just...
Because it's an ungainly looking instrument.
Speak for yourself. No, I don't think there is anything that's adds more to making a handsome man or woman
than a tuba
than a massive piece of carefully crafted brass
shined
encircling your body like some sort of boa constrictor, and you blowing as hard as you can into one tiny little bit of it, blurting out the other end. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I wanna take my country forward. Don't wanna hear that racist clap trap. Yo, chat that chat, get clapped back. Don't wanna take my country back, me. I wanna take my country forward. Chat! Oh, that's awesome! It sounds like a cushion blind of Vuvuzela.
Yeah. To want. To know you're in safe hands.
Yes.
Whether you utter a bang or a whimper, you be heard in this wasteland. To believe in due process.
He says, talking over it, but interrupt that performance at your peril. Guys, stop. You better have something really important to say if you stop that song, eh? So that's the Sons of Kemet. That's a good, that's a kick-ass album, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Queen is a Reptile. It's just, what a way to relaunch the Impulse Records label, and what a way to...
just impress the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so that's up at the record store now at Southbound Records, along with the other titles, which is...
the other titles are The Streets, original pirate material.
Good on you, The Streets.
And what was the other one? Garden City Movement.
Garden City Movement. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, can I just answer two questions?
Please.
One question, somebody said, do we have Dizzy's Boy in the Corner album on vinyl at the moment? No, it's not in at the moment. And the other person corrected me. I said, when I was talking about Congo Natty, I said Apache Indian. I was kind of joking, but it was stupid. Yes, it was Rebel MC.
I love Rebel MC.
Yeah, that's Congo Natty. I was kidding about.
And what was that?
Congo Natty does vocals on the second tune on the Sons of Kemet album. So, Rebel MC.
Do you know what? I love Rebel MC. Yes. Can you know why? Because I'm street tough. Thanks. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.
I didn't know that was Congo Natty. Yeah. He's got Natty dreads too. Natty dreads.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.